This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe, and hour number two at Realside Radio. Thank you for joining us tonight on this beautiful Wednesday evening, no matter where you are across the fruited plain. You can join the conversation tonight. We've got a great guest coming up here after the next break. Jen Van Laar from Red State is returning. She's going to be talking about what is going on in our high institutions of learning. How crazy are things getting these days? Before we get to that, and if you want to join the conversation, the rest of the hour after Jen comes on and all of the third hour will be open. I will be talking about many different things, but you can certainly join the conversation as well at 855-732-5563. Remember back when Judge Kavanaugh was going through the Supreme Court the hearings to determine whether or not he was going to be appointed by President Donald Trump. And we had conversations regarding accusations made by women who knew him in high school, or specifically a woman who knew him in high school and said something about her maybe remembering something fuzzy, maybe he was drinking a beer or something like this. He was 17 years old, and there may have been something that she's not 100% sure of, but it could be possible, but maybe not probable. But and then we had the entire left, the media, the institutions, the Democrat Party in total, standing up and saying the three words, believe all women. I saw T-shirts. Remember Mazie Hirono, senator from the state of Hawaii? She came out and she looked at the TV cameras and she said to men to shut up. All men need to just shut up. The great senator, Mazie Hirono, ladies and gentlemen. That should be on her gravestone, her headstone of her grave when she passes away. All men should just shut up. Because how dare men, how dare they in any way cast doubt on any woman who has suggested that she has been raped, sexually assaulted, or touched in some untoward way. I have a question for those people. Where are you now? Where is your outrage now? And I'm relating it to what we are now hearing substantiated by the victims of the October 7th terrorist attacks. We now have a Hamas survivor who came out from the underground tunnels, the terror camps below Gaza, who is now been interviewed, who has suggested that sexual violence against her fellow captives appears 100% refuting anti-Israel progressives who either downplayed or outright dismissed the terrorists' atrocities. Chen Goldstein Almog, she's 48 years old, was held hostage by Hamas with three of her children for 51 days following the Palestinian terrorist group's October 7th attacks on Israelis. Her husband and her eldest daughter were murdered by the Palestinian terrorists during the attack. Goldstein Almog recounted hearing several other Israeli women discussing what Hamas terrorists did to them while they were in captivity. During an interview, Goldstein Almog revealed that she heard firsthand accounts of sexual violence from other female hostages by the Hamas captors. She stated, "I heard the testimony directly from girls and heard things secondhand as well. Some of the sexual violence happened well into our time in Gaza, not in the first week." She said, "But the way their bodies were desecrated, they don't know how they will deal with that. It happened weeks into their time in Gaza. If they were released earlier, they would have been saved from experiencing sexual violence." Former communications director for Bernie Sanders, her name is Brianna Joy Gray, was on the front lines of people attempting to dismiss claims of rape by Israeli women. She went overboard in trying to cast doubt on the reports discussing how the women were treated. "Believe all women" was always an absurd overreach. Women should be heard, claims should be investigated, but evidence is required. The same is true for allegations out of Israel. Where was she during the Kavanaugh hearings? All right, folks. We've got Jen Van Laar that's going to be coming up from Red State. She's the managing editor, an unapologetic California conservative. We're going to be talking about this and a whole lot more. Do not go away. Real Side Radio will be right back after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Hey, you all, make my day by joining us on this Wednesday evening, hour number two here at Realside Radio. And as I was just talking about before the break, we're going to be having Jennifer Van Lars, Red State's managing editor, an unapologetic California conservative, joining us. And I wanted to jump right into this with Jen. Thank you, Jen, for joining us tonight. I know it's getting late for you. I greatly appreciate you joining us for the next couple of segments here. Before we get into Harvard and everything else that we've been seeing and you've been writing about over at Red State, a new headline at Red State, and this is, I'm seeing this elsewhere as well, in regards to a Hamas survivor blowing the lid of terrorist apologists claiming Israeli women were not sexually assaulted. We're seeing this all over right now, where Hamas is been using rape as a war tactic. Jen, well, first of all, welcome to the show. Where have the feminists gone that we were being screamed at when Judge Kavanaugh was being appointed to the Supreme Court?
Probably the same place that they went whenever all the trans women started trying to erase natural women, biological women. They seem to just only believe in feminism when it's politically in line with whatever other grievance politics they want to put forward.
So let's, I mean, so are you saying it's just consistency is inconsistent? It's all political for these people?
Absolutely.
Okay. We're getting substantiated proof now. I mean, obviously, we saw the GoPro videos, and there's a lot of people in this earth, you know, Douglas Murray and several other journalists that have all seen the unfiltered videos, literally where women were being raped, right, with guns to their heads, and they literally were shot as they were being raped and continue to be raped after being shot as well. What is it about the left, specifically many on the far left in across the United States, and we're seeing this in Europe as well, that it, for some reason will either not defend Hamas, but will state that this is unproven and they are giving the benefit of the doubt to the terrorists?
Well, this has been happening for well over a decade within our political system on the left, and it's because they've dehumanized their opponents. And I've been warning of this on both sides because I think some on the right do it, not nearly to the extent or as horrifically as those on the left do. But when you dehumanize your opponents and you just label them, they don't have any humanity in your eyes, then when these things happen, it's easier to just excuse it away. It's like they say because Israel is allegedly occupying these lands, when they're fighting back against this occupation, anything goes because their goal is bigger than whatever it is. But I do think that, I mean, you and I are on social media a lot, and so we see kind of the extremes. I think that regular thinking, caring, feeling people around the country, when exposed to this stuff, even if they are leftists, are going to say, oh, no, that's not okay. That's evil, barbaric, and is never going to be okay in any type of war. I mean, even though rape has been happening in war since, you know, the earth was created, it's something that we thought that we had gone away from as a civilized society, and we're being sadly reminded that that is not the case.
I think, you know, when we talk about inconsistencies, and there's inconsistencies everywhere. I mean, I don't know where the Muslims were when the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, detained an estimated 2 million Uyghurs, Kazakhs,
right,
Turkestan Muslims, in a network of concentration and re-education camps. We didn't hear anything about this. We didn't hear anything about this from the CARE, the Council of American Islamic Relations. You know, this, it seems to be very convenient for them to pick Israel, and really from the standpoint of what it is that they are concerned about, they talk about occupation. This is a small strip of land in an otherwise very unfriendly part of the world. Israel is defending themselves. But where are the Egyptians? Where are the Jordanians? Where are the Lebanese? Where are the Syrians in taking in the Palestinians if they really want it? Egypt won't open the border to Gaza. So, I mean, this is so beyond inconsistent at this point. It's the ultimate hyperbole, isn't it?
Well, I mean, the people in Egypt and Jordan and Lebanon, they know what happens when they let the Palestinians into their country. They create unrest and they try to take over that government. And so that's why they're not allowed in those countries. But of course, the American left won't tell you that, because they want everyone to think that Gaza, or people in Gaza, are just oppressed. And they've got the same natural resources that Israel does. And Israel opened up the largest desal plant in the world, sells their excess water to Saudi Arabia, has been able to create farms and technology. They've got a great tech industry in Israel. And people in Gaza could do the same things, but they don't, because they're consumed by hate for Jewish people.
Yeah, literally raised to hate. I mean, we've seen it. We've seen all the kindergarten books and the children's lessons. And there was one video, Jen, I don't know if you saw this on Twitter, where there was a middle school, or maybe not even a middle school, an elementary school version of a graduation. And the children came out dressed as Hamas fighters, and they pantomimed killing the Jews. This was at a graduation for elementary school children, and this is the show that they put on. How do we change that? How do we change that? We're going to come in. We're going to clear out Hamas. There's still going to be resentment towards Israel for centuries, I'm sure. It's not going to go away. But how do you change that mindset with these children, you know, when they're 5, 6, 7, 8 years old?
I mean, it's not going to be popular, but I don't say the popular things. But the only way short of annihilating an entire population, which we don't want to do because that's just as bad, is you have to separate those children from those adults. And, I mean, I hate to say re-educate because people equivocate about all that. Oh, no, you can't do any re-education. Well, if they're educating people to murder, then yes, we can do re-education. Mm. They'd have to be separated. Those communities would have to be separated and the children completely brought up differently. And even then, there's still a chance that they're going to want to find out, oh, why, where did I come from before this? What happened to my people? And that some of them are going to talk about vendetta.
Yeah. In our last 2 minutes here before our break, your latest report just came out tonight. Murder, home invasion charges filed in the murder of Detroit synagogue leader Samantha Wall, a relatively young lady that was murdered in the Detroit area. Is this a hate crime? Are we going to see anything regarding anti-Semitism here, or what are you seeing right now?
I mean, I think if there's evidence of that, I wouldn't be surprised if the people in Detroit just end up covering that up and just completely blaming it on a random crime. But I just want to see if there's other murders of similar kinds of home invasions in that area, but we don't know.
Jen, we're going to be right back here after the break, after the news and commercials, and I want to talk to you about Harvard and the institutions of higher learning and this disaster, what we've seen this last week. You've written about it at redstate.com. You can find Jen Van Larsch, she's managing editor at Red State. Folks, we'll be right back after the break. Do not go away. Real Side Radio.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House appears to be clarifying President Biden's recent comments on Israel.
He was expressing concerns that we continue to see civilian casualties in Gaza. And again, that we want to make sure, as they work to minimize, that they actually have those kinds of results.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby did not explicitly state whether the U.S. believes Israel is carrying out indiscriminate bombing or following international law. The New York Attorney General's case against Donald Trump and the Trump Organization Organization for Financial Fraud is wrapping up. Attorney General Letitia James accuses them of inflating financial statements by billions of dollars. House Democrats say there are absolutely no grounds to move forward with the impeachment inquiry into President Biden.
They have no evidence of him committing any offense, much less an impeachable offense.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
You know, we've got a hockey fan on the line with us, folks, tonight. I was looking at Jen's bio here. Jen Van Laar over at Red State, managing editor. How about our Kings this year? Is this an exciting year or what?
Oh, I love it. I haven't been able to watch too much hockey, unfortunately, because I've been so busy, but I'm looking forward to the Christmas break to catch up.
Yeah, there's been some great, great games, and this is starting to feel like 2012 and 2014 all over again. So if you are not a hockey fan, I apologize, folks, but for those of us that are.
Yeah, don't apologize to them. Tell them they need to get their stuff together and watch it.
Absolutely. So we've just come up a week, Jen, and you wrote about this at redstate.com, where we saw the elite of the elite schools represented in Washington, D.C. last week at congressional hearings. And you wrote specifically, and those schools, by the way, were Harvard, Penn, and MIT. Harvard President Claudine Gay plagiarized portions of her PhD dissertation. Now, there's a lot that's been discussed on this over the past several days, and in typical fashion, a lot of people just move on from this. Harvard came out and apparently 500 professors out of the several thousand that teach at Harvard came out to support her, although you've got folks like Bill Ackman, venture capitalists, and others that are threatening to pull their donations from the endowment of Harvard. You wrote an article on this. Share with me your perspective, not just since this took place. You've written the article since, but the noise that has occurred subsequently.
Well, now we know because the Free Beacon came out with an article after the original plagiarism accusations showing that numerous papers that President Gay wrote seem to have the same problem with plagiarism, which isn't surprising because if someone cheats one time, they repeat more than one time. And it's the professors who are in support of her, from what I've read, generally are people who owe her something or are within some of the social sciences departments that she has been a part of. So not really the more data and analytical and, hard science kind of professors. And I just think it shows, again, our double standards, because any other student that's being caught in that pervasive of plagiarism would just be expelled and probably even their degree taken away if it was in a dissertation. And that is why they were awarded that degree, that advanced degree. It's basically based on fraud. And yeah, I'm a BU girl, so I'm not a fan of Harvard anyway. So, Not, I'm totally fine seeing some of their reputation go down in a dumpster fire.
It seems to be a very mollycoddled, self-centered corner of education whereby you have these academics like Gay and the others that have not done anything in their lives other than academics. I mean, when you talk about Claudine Gay, this is a person that went to Exeter, Phillips Academy, one of the best schools on the East Coast. She went to Harvard. She got her dissertation. She hasn't worked in the private sector. Many of these people never have. And they're in these cloistered confines of the ivory towers, and what they know is all they talk about is all they know. And you and I, you've come on the show many times in the past. We've talked about the leftist march through the institutions. A lot of that started 50 years ago in universities. What does this say about these elite schools today that are run by people like Gay?
And just as we've said all along, it's just this big bubble. They couldn't survive in real life. If any of my writers at Red State plagiarized like that, I'd fire them immediately, first of all. And it could be a big problem for the publication if we got sued by the people who actually wrote that kind of thing. And, you know, as a writer myself, I've broken some fairly large stories. I've seen people basically write my entire story at another site, maybe with a passing reference to me, and passing off an entire story as their work. And then when I call them on it, they're saying, well, we're just summarizing what you said. And we mentioned your name in there one time, like, well, you're summarizing my entire article with maybe one thing. It just doesn't come off as really honoring the person who did the original work.
Mm. You've been following this closely, and you're following obviously what's happening in Israel and how it's relating to anti-Semitism increasing in the United States. Tell me what you believe it is. Where is the disconnect between openly stating what we saw all these people do last week, and apparently, subsequently, we learned that there were public relations crisis managers that came in. They trained them. They rehearsed with these ladies, as you know, before they went in front of Congress. And we've heard the analogies. I mentioned it here last week. Replace the word Jew with black, Muslim, trans. You know, and of course, these people would have come out blatantly stating that that would have been a hate crime. We would have suspended. We would have expelled. We would have deported. What is the block between that and Jews?
I mean, I think it's pretty simple. It's anti-Semitism. They've been conditioned to see Jews as something other than good members of society, and they're okay with this. It's disgusting and gross, and I don't know how we solve it in academia.
Besides maybe not hiring people from Harvard, MIT, or Penn, or wherever else these people are running the schools. I mean, if you're an employer...
Well, it's happening everywhere. I mean, even at Moorpark College, a junior college here in my area, the Muslim Student Association goes around chanting that same River to the Sea stuff and the same calls for genocide.
In Moorpark. So that's where the professor that killed Paul Kessler taught, right?
Yep, and he was a faculty advisor for the Muslim Student Association.
Holy cow. Is he still, do we know what happened there? Was there a follow-up on that?
He's out on bail right now, so we'll see what happens. And he was placed on leave from his positions at CSUN and Moorpark College.
He was at CSUN as well?
Mm-hmm.
Was it paid leave?
Computer science. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I need to check on that.
Okay. What are we looking at here? Do you think that there is a general consensus that is more silent than not? Because the loudest people are the crazies, right? We just saw the 10 freeway in Los Angeles today was closed down by the pro-Hamas quarter. Some of them were called Jews for Palestine, which is absolutely, I mean, that's like, what's that?
It's an AstroTurf group.
Okay, it's a socialist group. And are they really Jewish? I mean, anyway.
I doubt it.
Okay. I mean, you know, that's absolutely insanity to me. But well, it's like chickens for KFC, right? You know, But what do you see? Do you think that there is a general consensus amongst people that aren't loud, are not on the 10 freeway, that are taking a look at this and will vote accordingly next year? I'll just tell you a quick anecdote. I'm hearing from Jewish people that I know that are diehard liberals, that they absolutely despise anything to do with Republicans, and especially if you mention the T word, they will never vote for him, that are now telling me that they may consider it next year because of everything that's happened. Are you getting a consensus of that as well, or is this just my own corner?
I mean, yeah, among normal people that haven't been completely brainwashed by the left, and especially if they're Jewish themselves, for sure. But I think the problem is deeper, because as we saw after October 7th, there's a lot of people in this country that don't understand that Palestine has never been an actual state of its own, other than through constructs, through the British Empire and that kind of thing. They don't understand that Israel has for thousands of years been in the same place. They don't understand the history of it, and so they're easily led astray by the propaganda. So we have a huge education component in front of us.
Yeah, there's, you could use that excuse for almost any issue today. I mean, we're just not educating our kids. They know TikTok. They know Kardashians, but they don't know world history.
If we're smart, we get on TikTok with these real history things on there and make it fun.
Yeah, we should. I mean, that would definitely be a business opportunity as well. Paging Mr. Prager, PragerU.
Exactly.
Jen, greatly appreciate you taking the time and staying up late with us tonight. Tell everybody where they could find you and any articles you're currently working on right now that are about to be released.
Nothing that's really about to be released, but I've got some big things in the pipeline that I'm working on, and they can find me at redstate.com and on Twitter at Jen Banlar.
Okay, fantastic feed as well. Thank you so much for taking the time, and get some rest, and go Kings, go. Thank you so
That's
much.
Right. Thank you.
Take care, Jen. And folks, we're going to be back here after the break. The lines are going to be open tonight. We would love for you to join us as well. You can give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. And after the break, we're going to be chatting a little bit about more of the topics of the day here at Real Side Radio. And don't forget, you can come to therealside.com or joemessina.com. And get in the chat rooms there. There's always a group of folks that are sharing, and because sharing is caring, about the news of the day. Folks, we'll be right back here at Real Side Radio right after the break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
You know, every time I hear this bumper music, it makes me think I need to watch The Naked Gun again. I mean, I know, every time, you probably don't even hear it if you're a frequent listener here at Realside Radio, which I'm sure you are, but that is just a fun, fun movie. The Zucker Brothers, right? They did Airplane and a whole bunch of those funny, funny movies. Did you know Airplane? By the way, I was last week old when I learned this. This is really new for me. How old was I when Airplane came out? 11, 12 years old. I actually saw it with my mom. I was a little embarrassed in certain scenes in the theater. But did you know Airplane is almost a scene-for-scene, shot-for-shot remake of a movie from 20, 30 years earlier? It was called Zero Hour. Almost every single scene in that movie was in Airplane. It was incredible. You should look it up on YouTube. There's comparisons. You can almost watch the whole movie all the way through, and the wording is almost identical. Of course, there are some things like, I don't speak jive, but things like that are obviously added. But anyway, like I said, I was just last week old when I learned that. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. Joe will be back again tomorrow night here at Realside Radio. Hour number three, I've got a lot of stories I'm going to be talking about, especially regarding the House's impeachment inquiry vote on Biden. Love to hear your thoughts on this. Do you think it's going to amount to anything? They say it's dead on arrival in the Senate, if it ever does go to the Senate. But what are we looking at here with this impeachment inquiry vote on Biden that was just passed today, formalized in the House of Representatives against President Biden? Interesting, interesting, interesting. You can join us the next hour at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. But to finish up on this hour, in regards to what we were just discussing with Jen Van Laar over at Red State in regards to Claudine Gay, there was a massive outcry that followed Harvard's decision to retain her. If you missed the news, Harvard Corporation decided to retain President Claudine Gay. And it was met with widespread scorn from politicians, commentators, many different people that had called for her ouster. The corporation, the Harvard Corporation, as it's called, it oversees the Ivy League University, announced the university will retain her, retain Gay. Is that her pronoun? Her? Retain Gay as president despite a tumultuous 2 months during which Gay declined to say if calling for the genocide of Jews violated the university's code of conduct at the congressional hearing I'm sure you all saw from last week. She's also faced accusations of plagiarism, as we just talked about with Jen, which the corporation said did not violate, quote-unquote, Harvard's standards for research misconduct, despite having to correct two of Gay's past works for inadequate citation. I wonder how many of us would have been able to get that pass. You think diversity, equity, and inclusion has anything to do with any of this, folks? I mean, let's be honest about all of this. This is a DEI hire to begin with. She has never done once anything in the private sector. She is an academic's academic. She only knows academia. Not management. Not organizational structured management. No. She's just been an academic's. According to the Washington Examiner, the announcement from Harvard was widely criticized by those who had called for Gay's ouster, including Representative Elise Stefanik, who was the lawmaker whose questioning prompted the testimony from Gay that placed her fate as the leader of the school in jeopardy. Stefanik said yesterday, "This is a moral failure of Harvard's leadership and higher education leadership at the highest levels. And the only change they have made to their code of conduct where they failed to condemn calls for genocide of the Jewish people, the only update to the code of conduct is to allow a plagiarist as the president of Harvard." Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, he also called the decision to retain Gay outrageous. He called for that on X. He stated, "There must be accountability for the failure to protect Jewish students on college campuses." You may remember last week, it's a whole week ago, Gay was one of the three university presidents who testified at last week's hearing, and all have faced calls to resign for refusing to say that calling for the genocide of Jews violated each school's respective code of conduct. And I ask them again, replace the word Jew with black. Replace the word Jew with trans. Replace the word Jew with Native American, Mexican, gay, lesbian, you name it. Do you think any one of them would have talked about context if you were referring to genocide of that particular group? University of Pennsylvania's president Elizabeth McGill resigned her position over the weekend while the board of MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, stood by its president, Sally Kornbluth, in the immediate aftermath of the hearing. MIT Chairman Mark Gorenberg said in a statement, "The MIT Corporation chose Sally to be a president for her excellent academic leadership, her judgment, really, her integrity, really, even more, her moral compass, okay, now, come on, and her ability to unite our community around MIT's core values. She has done excellent work in leading our community, including in addressing anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and other forms of hate, all of which we reject utterly at MIT. She has our full and unreserved support." The pressure on Kornbluth to decide as the leader of MIT has grown in the days since the school's corporation publicly backed her. Dozens of lawmakers from both parties signed a letter this week demanding her to resign alongside Gay for what they saw as her failure to stand up for Jewish students. You know, I'm just going to say this. I'm going to put it out there for everybody. The double standard is deafening. We've talked about this. We talked about this last week. I've talked about this over many, many weeks. The double standard across the board is deafening. Whether it's Muslims calling out China or not calling out China for the Uyghurs and what we're seeing across the Middle East, the hundreds of thousands of innocent Syrians that were killed, including many of them, most of them young people, children. It was met with a pinprick. Zero. You have a situation today where the intersectional left in Europe and in North America, yes, I'm talking to you, Canada, as well as the United States, have been indoctrinated by institutions of higher learning, many of them elite, Harvard, MIT, Penn, Stanford, UCLA, where they have allowed the boycott, divest, and sanction movement, the BDS movement, to mushroom into an understanding that there is an oppressed and an oppressor. And the oppressed are always going to be getting our sympathies. We will stand for the oppressed. And in their limited acorn-sized minds, these children who have been indoctrinated by leftists who have taught this intersectional way of thinking where you have a victim and an oppressor, they have turned Israel into the oppressor. There are 18 million Jews on earth. 18 million on earth. That is it. There are several billion Muslims. If you take a look at the map of the Middle East, from Afghanistan and Pakistan, through Iraq, Iran, into Syria, through Israel, Lebanon, Egypt, across North America, from Egypt to Casablanca, it is all Muslim. You have to look very, very hard to find a tiny splinter of land on the Mediterranean Sea, south of Lebanon, west of Jordan, and north of Egypt. Look very hard. Where's Waldo? It's Israel. And Israel is the only spit of land in that entire region that is a full-fledged democracy, not a theocracy. It is not a Jewish state from a religious standpoint. There are more secular Jews in Israel than there are religious Jews. You didn't know that, did you? They don't teach this in our media, in our institutions of higher learning. We need a complete revamp of our college system and what is being taught. I'll be back here after the break. Join us, 855-732-5563 in hour number 3. Real Side Radio will be back after the news and commercials.